From Wall Street to your street, and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Two more tech companies beat analyst expectations. Good news for Alphabet and Amazon, coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. And earnings season reigns on. Leading the pack, of course, was Facebook, who crushed it on Wednesday and blew straight past analyst expectations, and the market reflected as such Thursday. The Wall Street Journal's Steve Russolillo has more.
Stock is already up. It was at record highs before this report, up a little bit again Thursday afternoon here. And so it's just staggering because this stock has just gone, basically it's been a one-way ticket higher. And a lot of people are saying, well, how high can it go? They said, listen, we are growing so fast, but there's a limit. So they were trying to set expectations accordingly, saying, listen, there's only so many people that we can actually sign up for this. But that's why there are all these new initiatives that they're looking at, whether it be Messenger or WhatsApp or even just the live video. This is such a huge push for them.
Also beating analyst expectations was Alphabet, who reported quarterly earnings on Thursday. Google's parent company posted earnings at $8.42 a share on $21.5 billion in revenue. That's up from an expected $8.04 a share on $20.76 billion. Above expectations, but not a complete surprise.
So Google, again, another big tech giant that's reporting. They've been on an incredible streak as well. They're also, just like Facebook, shifting from desktop to mobile. The funny thing about Alphabet is that its stock has actually not done much this year. This is after a huge run-up last year in 2015. So it's underperformed all the big tech giants that you think of, Facebook, Amazon. So the stock has actually struggled a little bit, and a lot of people think that there's a mismatch there.
And true to form, Alphabet remains strong, shaking off worries about a slowing in its advertising business. This was actually the fastest growth rate in 2 years. And again, revenues and earnings way ahead of analysts' expectations. Also on the upswing is Amazon, breezing by the expected forecasts and revenues expected. The online giant reported earnings per share of $1.78. The company's revenue came in at $30.4 billion. That's up from expectations of $29.5 billion. Amazon stock is up more than 40% over the past year. Also not unexpected.
So the story with Amazon is always they make a lot of money, but they don't really turn a big profit, or they're very rarely profitable. And so this quarter, surprising based on Amazon's history, but the thing is, it's not their traditional retail business, it's their cloud computing business, services that they sell to other companies. That has been hugely profitable, and that's the big growth driver.
Also helping Amazon, its investment to lower delivery costs and online media offerings. And while we can't all expect Facebook behemoth-sized numbers, the tech world sees another decent day of earnings. That'll do it for the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting wsj.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.